Hello everybody and welcome to the last edition of the Organist Encores for 2021 with me, John Leeming. Now, I suppose you're wondering why I'm here. It's not my normal time of the month after all. But tonight we're going to be hearing music from three people who are closely associated with the show, playing their respective home organs. And you'll be glad to know I'm not one of them. Anyway, first up, the sounds of a genuine Hammond tone wheel. The M100 for all the aficionados out there. And at the keys is the boss himself. I think you know who I mean by that. And he assures me that he's still as rubbish as he was 6 months ago. Well, we'll see about that, won't we? And here is Damon with On a Wonderful Day Like Today.
As always, I apologise whenever I subject anybody but myself to my playing, but as it's the end of year party, I thought, well, why not? That was On a Wonderful Day Like Today, which is something you're probably not having now, having heard me play, but it makes for a great opener anyway. And I'd like to conclude my little segment with two contrasts. Firstly, a tune which I always associate with Robin Richmond or Phil Kelsall, which are two very slightly different organists, but nonetheless they both liked to play this tune, or indeed in Robin's case liked to play this tune. It's known as Nightingale or sometimes the Americano, which is a minor key rumba. And then after that, a lively rendition of Ray Noble's Cherokee.
Thank you.
Cherokee, and thank you, Damon, for those tunes. I'd say you've made some pretty good progress. Anyway, a few weeks ago, I looked at the Compton Mellotone, which was later developed into a complete standalone instrument. No pipework, just a fully-fledged Compton electronic organ. And you're about to hear the Compton 363, which is in the home of the superbly talented Nigel Ogden. And for the next section of the show, he's in a light classic mood, starting with the march from The Occasional Oratorio by Handel.
Hello, Nigel Ogden here, and that was the march from the Overture to an Occasional Oratorio by Handel, played on my 363 concert model Compton Electrone, to give it its full title. Well, next, to demonstrate some smaller stop combinations, I hope you'll enjoy three from the set of eight pieces for musical clocks by Haydn, and following that, the piece which used to open and close the programme of hymns and sacred songs called Chapel in the Valley, which ran for many years each Sunday morning. It was introduced by Sandy Macpherson with Charles Smart at the organ, and the piece is called Faith, which was actually written by Sandy under one of several pseudonyms he used as a composer, this one being Duncan MacLeod. Music by Haydn, first of all.
Thank you.
Signature tune of Chapel in the Valley, immortalised all those years ago by Charles Smart, bringing Nigel Ogden's section to a close. Well, no organist encores party would be complete without our resident organist Mark Laughlin, who over the years has provided many special recordings for broadcast, and it's hoped in the new year we'll be able to hear some more. For tonight, Mark is sitting at his VTPO, a virtual theatre pipe organ, even though it's an organ without pipes, and he begins with that beautiful ballad written by Charlie Chaplin, Smile.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. It's lovely to be back with you here on the Organist Encore's end of year show. And I'm at home this time playing the wonderful Paramount 341 virtual theatre organ. I started off there with Charlie Chaplin's evocative ballad, Smile. And one of the reasons I chose to play that for you is that I've been lucky enough to play for various events over the years at the Cinema Museum in Kennington. And that's a building that Chaplin spent time in as a youth in its workhouse capacity. So I thought that was a neat little tie-in there, and it's a wonderful ballad as well. And obviously, smiling is something that we've had to get very used to doing over the past year or so. Now, taking the tempo up a notch or two for my final contribution, we have three from the pen of Irving Berlin. Now, several of you know that I share a birthday with good friend and colleague Robert Balfour Rowley. But what you might not know is that we share our birthday also with Irving Berlin. And over the years, I've accompanied lots of Irving Berlin songs on the piano, but it occurred to me that I've never actually played any of them as solo pieces on the organ. So I thought I would put that right now with this lovely trio of three to get your foot tapping and send you into the new year. So I hope you enjoy them. I hope to see several of you in the new year, and all the very best. Thank you.
Mark Laughlin and that rousing Irving Berlin medley to finish this week's end of the year party at the Organist Encores.
Just to butt in here, John, before you sign off, I'd just like to say what a joy it's been to produce these shows weekly.
Your continued support in terms of listenership and donations has been incredible, and we thank you so much for that.
Here's hoping that the new year will bring more opportunities to get the mighty theatre organ heard and seen by many.
So from everyone here, we wish all our listeners a happy new year and all the best for 2022.